And it's the first Thursday of the month of June, which means there's something special brewing at the Lifestyle Center in the center of Balito. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. Coming to you live from the heart of Balito, it's Radio Life and Style. And letting you know that today it's all going down at the studios at the Lifestyle Center. You know, that really trendy space, that kind of creative, lifestyle-encompassing hub of action and activity. And, as you might be used to by now, if you are a regular First Thursday person, there are some fantastic promotions taking place today with late night shopping opportunities, live music from Quiet Storm, going to be adding to the ambiance. There will be wine tasting from Tops at Lifestyle. There will be drink specials from Alchemy Balito. You can enjoy pizzas from Tiger's Milk and Thai Fare from Soy 55 Thai Eatery and the flavors of India from the Curry Bar, as well as sampling by Wedgwood Nougat ice cream on offer. Yeah. But central to the whole First Thursday vibe is, of course, a brand new exhibition that is taking flight in more ways than one today, because, hey, that's the theme. And to lift the lid on this whole thing and to tell you what you'll be in store for, from the gallery at the studios, Lifestyle Center, Sarah O'Reilly is in the studio to give us the word on a Thursday morning. Sarah, welcome to you. How you doing?
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, doing really well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Ready to take flight.
Ready to take flight.
Tell me about this new theme, this new exhibition, Taking Flight Today.
Yeah, so this exhibition is one I'm incredibly excited about. It's one that has actually been on my heart and in the pipeline since probably a year ago now. And is inspired by these incredible barn swallows that we have in our area and that take flight and that migrate thousands and thousands of miles, or kilometers, should I say, across the world. And, man, the journey that those beautiful little creatures take, and just the resilience that they show and what we can learn from them.
Amazing. They are definitely a part of the fabric of life on the KZN North Coast, and the sort of seasonal shifts that this part of the world goes through, and they kind of connect us to the rest of the world.
Exactly.
This exhibition, as usual, has been carefully curated and managed and putting together some really diverse and eclectic creative voices. What are some standout things to keep an eye out for today?
Yeah, it's been a beautiful process, and the artists have also responded really beautifully. And I think exactly that, you know, that migration, I mean, how many people come to our North Coast to come and see the, you know, the swallows gathering at Mount Moreland, and, you know, what a amazing, you know, it's awe-inspiring. And so a lot of them have literally been inspired by the barn swallows themselves. So you'll see incredible birds in the gallery. But also just individual interpretations of that idea of a journey, individual interpretations of, these cycles in life, these consistent shifting spaces, and how these things impact us.
I think it's so rich in terms of all the different layers and meanings you can tease out of it.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see how the different interpretations on the theme have been extrapolated. But there's some really cool other dimensions to what you're building creatively in the gallery space.
Yes.
That I want to touch on. And I know that you had a really exciting and immersive dining experience not long ago, and it's coming back. A dinner at the gallery next Wednesday promises to be an artistic affair. What is the story there?
Yeah, so it's been a really exciting collaboration that has formed in our beautiful space. And so we have been partnering with Caitlin Portita from the Private Chef Balito, who is...
She's amazing.
Oh, a creative genius when it comes to food.
Absolutely.
And so what the event looks like, and it is open to anyone and everyone. You just need to book and pay for your seat. But it is a intimate five-course food and wine pairing, which we are literally situated inside the gallery. So the tables are set within the gallery space. You're surrounded by amazing art. And you are hearing the inspiration behind each course, behind each wine that is presented with that course. And then as well as the inspiration behind some of the art that surrounds you.
Whoa, so it's a really immersive experience.
Yeah.
Gastronomic, artistic, and fantastic, creatively concepted dining experience. 5 courses. Caitlin really is quite a visionary when it comes to being able to pull an evening together, and the fact that she's got creative freedom on this one to really paint her own picture.
Exactly. And I must also, all kudos to her, because obviously we're working within that space and we are so grateful to be supported by Coffee Lab. So you also get your Coffee Lab coffee at the end of the night with your dessert.
Awesome.
But she literally brings all this together in the Coffee Lab kitchen, and it's the most incredible experience, because you know you're sitting there having this incredible meal, but you get to connect with the creators. You're connecting with her as she's making right there. You know, it's a really beautiful community moment, and that's what the studios and the gallery is all about.
That's so fantastic, and great wine pairing for this upcoming edition of Dinner at the Gallery.
Yes,
from a label called Great Heart, mentored by the well-known Chris and Andrea Molyneux.
Yes.
You're in for a real treat on the wine pairing front. And this is all happening Wednesday next week, 6 p.m. Very limited seating. Just 30 spots.
Just 30 spots, yeah. So we already are at least, I haven't checked the last probably couple days, but I know we were at least a third booked already. So don't miss out on booking those seats.
No, because that's good. I mean, less than a week to go, it's going to be a sellout. We know.
Yes.
R1,200 per person for an immersive, creative 5-course dining experience like you've never had in such an amazing setting in the center of the gallery. I think probably if you really want to experience this exhibition in style, that's yes. going to be the way to do it.
100%.
If you can't wait to get to Wednesday, and if you can't snap up one of those 30 seats, then pop in today, because it's opening today, this evening.
Yes.
And what time does the ribbon get cut? Does the door open?
So we'll be open, or it's first Thursday's sort of kicks off from 5:30. But with its growing support, you do want to get there if you want to grab a seat or grab a table. And then tonight we have an extra special offering where we will be having an incredible fashion show.
Wow, fashion.
Yes, and I am particularly excited about this one. A really incredible local designer who is bringing all the flavors of Africa together into these incredible contemporary pieces. So you don't want to miss that.
That's going to be amazing.
That we're looking at about sort of between 6:37.
Magic, and happening
right in the space. Right in the midst of it all.
So cool. So the studios is definitely the place to head after work today. It's all going down for First Thursdays at the studios at the Lifestyle Center Bolito, and along with all of the usual shopping and nibbling and sipping, all of this amazing creative stuff coming out of the gallery, lovingly curated by Sarah and the team. And definitely I would say, if you've never experienced the First Thursdays vibe, this is the perfect way to understand what it's all about and to get excited about local creativity, and in particular this new exhibition kicking off this evening, Taking Flight. Go and take flight straight through to the studios this evening. And Sarah, wishing you great success with this
Thank you so much, Mark.
And with the exciting dinner happening next Wednesday.
Amazing.
I predict after this broadcast you're gonna have a total sellout.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you in the gallery later.
Amazing. Have a good day.